What's happening, y'all? I'm Wild Thang, and you're tuned in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report, brought to you by LiquorLollipops.com. So what can Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan learn from rap legend MC Hammer? Well, this year, actually a lot. Matt Ryan has won the MVP in the past. This year, he has an all-star cast around him of offensive skill players led by Julio Jones. And he also has experience and success in succeeding in the playoffs. However, this year will be unlike any other year he's ever played in. Reason being, the team comes into the year with great expectations, but there is a gaping hole on their team that has been ignored and not really dealt with. What is that gaping hole? It's the offensive line. In fact, Matt Ryan's offensive line this year may be the worst in the entire NFL. In fact, they have earned the ASS title, A-S, which stands for ain't shit. Even in the preseason, the offensive line, the first string offensive line, is getting thrown around like rag dolls. So you can just imagine what's going to happen when a regular season kicks off. It's going to be hellacious, you know. And Matt Ryan is athletic, but he's not known for being a super mobile or athletic quarterback. So there is a very real possibility that he might not make it through the season. I mean, dude has a really big contract, and I would imagine some of his incentives involve him playing each and every game. So I'm sure he'll push himself to do that. But the offensive line, the cream puff offensive line that's in front of him, might make it difficult. So what can MC Hammer do for Matt Ryan? Well, he can teach him how to say, oh, you know, when things are going bad, as they will be this year, when he's dropping back to pass, don't be surprised if he has defensive linemen on his ass immediately. In addition to that, MC Hammer could teach Matt Ryan how to dance. You know, Matt Ryan isn't the most mobile quarterback again, but similar to Peyton Manning, you don't have to be super mobile as long as you know how to get out the way. In the past, Matt Ryan has been known to get locked into a particular receiver and to not have good field presence or feel the rush coming on him. And he's going to really need that this year. He's going to need that sixth sense, that innate ability to know when to slide to the left or to zag this way or to zig this way or that way. So MC Hammer would definitely be a great teacher for him. Also, what could MC Hammer teach him? Well, MC Hammer used to work with a really large cast of dancers and producers and stylists. So MC Hammer was used to working in a team environment. And what does that mean? What can Matt Ryan get from that? Well, when you work in a team environment, what happens is you learn how to be a great teammate. You learn what motivates and inspires others. You learn what pushes their buttons and how to get them going. So this year, more than any other year in Matt Ryan's career, he's going to really have to learn how to be a leader. He's going to really have to learn how to get assimilated with his teammates, to not only be the leader of the team, but to also be another guy on the team, to be a player that he can look at his offensive linemen and see what's going on with them and inspire them and challenge them to play to the best of their abilities. Now, true, Atlanta had a terrible offensive line last year. But to that note, I would like to believe that Matt Ryan was still a developing leader. So now, after going through last year, hopefully he can be a greater leader this year and learn how to push the buttons of his offensive linemen to get the very best out of them. I like to believe that one of the greatest traits of Tom Brady is this. You know, as you know about Tom Brady, he's not the biggest, strongest, fastest guy with the biggest arm. But one of the things is that he's a fiery competitor. He's a hard worker. And the teammates, his teammates, whether on offense or defense, identify with him. So if Matt Ryan can learn how to become that type of player that his teammates identify with, then the sky's the limit for the Atlanta Falcons this year. However, if he hasn't learned that, then watch out. It's going to be trouble all year long. Well, that's another great episode of the Bullshit Report. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Wild Thing. I'm your host. Make sure you check out my latest album, my latest release, the hottest project out right now, Motorcycle Music, Volume 1. It's music made for motorcycle riding. And also, make sure you support LiquorLollipops.com, makers of non-alcoholic, great-tasting, liquor-flavored hard candy. Until then, you stay down for the come-up. Holla.